The first class I took in religion was Eastern and Western, Eastern Intro into Eastern Philosophy, taught by Sister Barbara Doherty, who then became my dearest mentor. So it was within the Catholic school that I learned, I had my first exposure academically to Eastern philosophy and to Hinduism and to Buddhism. That made such an impression on me that she opened that whole world to me, and that was done by a nun in a Catholic convent. So I really lived a, spiritually speaking, charmed life.
I mean, and there was a sympathy about that. There was an openness about
Absolutely.
That. See, Carolyn, in some ways, and again, I'm not certainly not out to castigate Roman Catholicism, because every traditional
sure.
religion has its dross.
Absolutely.
But I can tell you for certain that not only were we not exposed to Buddhism or Hinduism or even Judaism for that matter, we were not exposed to the Catholic mysticism that you were exposed to. We weren't exposed to Meister Eckhart, Thomas Merton, Hildegard von Bingen, mm-hmm. Padre Pio, mm-hmm. And some people may be scratching their heads, maybe even Roman Catholics are scratching their heads saying, who are these people?
Sure.
But these were the great mystics of the Catholic Church.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So perhaps being exposed to mysticism, even though it was Catholicism, these nuns had a certain appreciation and empathy for mysticism across the board.
I, you know what? I think you're absolutely right. I think that there was a natural empathy for it. I think there was a natural. And you see, let me add something that perhaps that just occurs to me. And part of it is that I went to college in the beginning of the, or shall we say, right in the height of the feminist movement.
Everything, anti-war,
right,
black civil rights.
Absolutely, but you see, being in the feminist movement in a Catholic church where even the nuns were uprising, Chris, even the nuns.
Really?
Even the nuns were craving liberation theology and getting out of their habits and wanting to finally express themselves within the church. I mean, you know, look at the culture that I went to school in, and these ladies really led the way. That repression was not the name of the game for them. That was the last thing they wanted, and so how could they do that to us? They embraced all of our liberated energy. I just hit it the right time in the right place.